cover your eyes, look up to the sky, whatever that lyric. Look up to the skies and see. Hello, Nerdy Legion. So we are back again for another episode of Comic Talk Headlines right here on Comic Talk Today. I, as always, am Dustin. Hopefully this sounds like it usually does. I have new gear, like I've told you before, but this is like an upgraded version of the gear I was using before, so everything should sound just peachy. If not, I apologize, and I'll work it out in the next one. However, that being said, let's jump into the news. And this episode is the episode of the follow-up. Honestly, it's like 90% follow-ups and about 10% actual brand new news. Oh, also, before we jump into the nerds there, Legion, or the news there, Legion, first day with the new tongue, I am also going to apologize quickly because this is a day late. Normally, when it goes up a day late, it's not because of a filming issue, it's usually because of an editing issue, just, you know, my day job gets in the way. This time, the mitigating circumstances were a little bit more complicated than that. Not going to bore you with the details. Just going to beg your forgiveness for putting this up a day late. But, you know, it kind of boosted it a little bit. Either way, thank you very much, nerds. Now, let's talk news. Getting into the TV streaming news, and like I said, it is the episode of the follow-up because we have one piece of actual news and four pieces of follow-up news. So we're going to start with follow-ups because that's the way we do things around here. First up is She-Hulk. It has been officially announced that Tatiana Maslany, you will recognize her from the show Orphan Black, because she is like every character in that show, she has been cast as She-Hulk, aka Jennifer Walters. So I'm super excited about that. Alison Brie would have been an interesting choice because she's also a pretty good actress, but Tatiana is easily a better actress and like just such a unique skill set as an actress that I'm very interested to see what she can bring to a superhero role. So that is what we have on She-Hulk. Next is Mandalorian. If you did not watch the Emmys because they're boring anymore and like it's just, and we're not going to get into that, but if you didn't watch the Emmys, Mandalorian won five. That's right. Five Emmys, as well they should. Although, the thing that kind of sticks in my craw is all of the Emmys that they won were tech Emmys. They did not win anything for, like, writing or production. I mean, the direction. There we go. That's the word I was looking for. Because they obviously, tech is production. So they didn't win writing. They didn't win acting. They didn't win directing. None of those, but they won all of the, all the ones that they were nominated for in the tech sphere is what they won, which makes sense because like I've said in previous episodes, the ILM guys really worked some crazy magic for it, but like there was a lot more than the awesome visuals and audio. There was a lot more that was definitely worthy of some awards. I didn't see who actually won in the categories that they were up for that weren't tech categories, but man, I think they should have won more. Anyway, that's just my opinion. We're moving on. Next piece is Animaniacs. The Hulu Twitter has posted a video that is a little bit behind the scenes as we are gearing up for the revival season. I can't remember if it's like season 7 for the end of 5. I don't remember. But the official release date for the new season on Hulu, because again, remember Hulu Twitter is what released this video, but the official release date is now set at November 20th. I can't remember if we've put that in follow-up. I feel like we have, but you know, there it is again. November 20th, new Animaniacs. Go watch the behind the scenes because Rob Paulsen, Jess Harnell, Tress McNeil, they are amazing voice actors. Maurice LaMarche, like if you haven't been to a con and listened to these people do their vocal magic, I aspire to be one of them someday, but man, they are incredible. Go check it out. And we're moving on. Next, we are talking very briefly again about Raised by Wolves. HBO Max has officially announced that they have renewed the series for a second season. So yes, if you haven't watched the first episode, it is 100% free. I'm going to remind you, 100% free up on YouTube, so go watch it. It's pretty intense and really awesome. I can't speak highly enough about this. If you're a sci-fi nerd, this is right up your alley. That is what we have for the follow-ups, though. We're going to get now into the actual news piece. Like I said, it's just the one, and it has to do with South Park. I almost said Star Wars. It's definitely South Park, though. So South Park, I feel like we're just not going to, as I bump the microphone, we're just not going to get a season this year. They're going to wait until 2021, and that is the way it is. But they did announce in the last couple of days that as of September 30th, I apologize. September 30th, we will be getting an hour-long special. The pandemic special, I believe is what they've called it. South Park pandemic special, yeah. It is a standalone season. We have no word on whether or not we will be seeing a season again. Likely we will be because they have contract, but we don't know when. So until that point, we're just going to have to put up with this hour-long special, and I really can't wait to see what Trey Parker and Matt Stone have to say about the pandemic. But that is TV streaming. Now we're going into movies, and movies is all follow-ups, baby. So yeah, here we go. First up in movies, we have a real quick, real brief, borderline, almost didn't even put it in the episode, a piece about Flashpoint. Barbara Muschietti confirmed during the second day of FanDome that the movie is going to be a reboot. She did not use the word soft reboot. She just said it's going to reboot everything. And also she said it's not going to forget anything. So that really is... I'm really intrigued by what that could mean, because we know that we're going to be getting a lot of cameos. That's a known secret at this point. So how are they going to incorporate quote unquote everything? Maybe they're going to do like they did in the Flashpoint episode for the CW Flash. And we're just going to see like clips from Smallville. Although you just stick with me to the rumor mill, because there's some rumors around that. But, you know, in the CW Flash, we got like moving clips as he was going through the Speed Force, and we saw all of these different universes and how they're connected and so on and so forth. So perhaps we're going to see something similar to that in the Flashpoint movie. But either way, real quick update. Just thought it was an interesting mind exercise to kind of figure out what they might be implying here. But it's happening. So it's awesome. I dig it. Anyway, continuing on. Next, we're talking about Shazam! Fury of the Gods. Remember, that's the new subtitle for Shazam! 2. Director David F. Sandberg did confirm that the movie will be focusing on the entire Shazam! Family and not just Billy Batson this time. So, continuing, like you would expect, I don't know why he had to clarify this. I don't know what nerds were going, this better be all about Billy, because that's not the story that they told in the first movie. So why would that be the story that they tell in the second movie or even the third movie? It just doesn't make sense. So that is that piece. Next, again, very quickly, we're talking about The Batman, and we did get confirmation that Robert Pattinson has returned to set. I don't understand why. So a lot of news outlets were saying, yay, production has continued because Pattinson's back, when we know that production didn't stop because Pattinson had to quarantine. Yes, it was a little bit more difficult, and they could only do certain things without him, and there were a number of other people that also had to quarantine because they came into contact with Pattinson, but we do know that they continued production while quarantine was happening. So it just seemed very strange that people were painting it to be this way. And it was like, no, things never really stopped. They just kind of slowed down. And then our last piece in the follow-ups movie section, and really the entire movie section, has to do with Noah Hawley's Star Trek. Noah Hawley has been quoted recently in, I think it was from two different interviews, where he's talking about his Star Trek movie that is still tabled. It is very much on the back burner right now. It sounds like, if you want to believe the rumors, it sounds like it's due in part to some shifting of the upper-ups over at CBS. We're going to get into that in just a minute in the tech side of things, but there's some shifting going on over at CBS, and they're looking to maybe try and cast a broader net with some casting choices to double U is a word. But so that's all rumor, though. But if you want to believe that, then that makes sense. And that's also why Noah Hawley's movie is on hold. And that and the whole Quentin Tarantino thing. Either way, I'm burying the lead. Noah Hawley's talking about his version of Star Trek and what we will see should this movie ever get made. It sounds like it is not going to be part of, it's not going to deal with, rather, it's not going to deal with any of the existing cast members that we know. It's not going to deal with any of those characters, I guess I should say. It is going to be a standalone movie that has a completely different ship, a completely different cast of characters, and then it's going to, you know, be awesome in Noah Hawley, in the way that only Noah Hawley can do. And then at the end of the movie, that's where we're going to see how it connects to all of the other Star Trek. So
rumor mill is happening. All right, so rumors for today.
I don't think we're squashing any of these. I think these are all have some sort of potential possibility to be real. We're also going to cover, actually no, we're going to jump out the gate with the Mortal Kombat piece. So Ed Boon has recently come out and said and started giving clues for what the next DLC is, which has started rumors running rampant. He took to Twitter to kind of troll, but he says it's a clue somehow. Says that the Queen's song Bohemian Rhapsody is a clue. He said listen to the lyrics, and then when people couldn't figure it out, he specifically said look up to the cover your eyes, look up to the sky, whatever that lyric, look up to the skies and see. That lyric is the clue. So what comes from the sky that is also related to Mortal Kombat? And it's rain. So he's kind of going back on something he said before about how if you existed as a DLC character in the current era of Mortal Kombat, you would not be a DLC character again in a future game in the current era of Mortal Kombat. So Rain was a DLC, if memory serves. I could be mistaken because it has been a long time since I played Mortal Kombat 9, which, you know, is sad because this is like my bread and butter is Mortal Kombat stuff. But anyway, 90% certain Rain was a DLC character in Mortal Kombat 9, so therefore he should not be a DLC in Mortal Kombat 11, according to what Boon has said previously. But it is rumor, because I don't know who else this could be, I'm giving this a 70% chance that that Rain will be part of the next DLC pack for Mortal Kombat 11. All right, so Mortal Kombat stuff out of the way. We're getting into, because that just literally just happened earlier this morning, and it's not part of my official notes for the episode. I will try and get it into the notes as I'm, you know, going forward and posting this. But anyway, next we are talking about Superman, and there is a brand new rumor that is freaking awesome that apparently Henry Cavill has signed a new contract saying that he will be in three new movies, also potentially going to be making cameos in even more movies than just those three. So we do know that he has not been signed on to do a new Man of Steel movie. At least that was what they said. The official announcement was, we're not thinking about Man of Steel anytime soon, but we are thinking about how we can utilize Superman in other ways. They did not at the time say Henry Cavill. Now the rumor says they are thinking Henry Cavill because he just signed a deal that says he was going to be the man. So, likelihood that this is the case, because of the Ben Affleck news that we got, and this comes from similar sources also that were leaking or breaking the Ben Affleck news, I'm going to give this one a 75% chance of being actually legit. I cannot see a reason why this would not be the thing that Warner Brothers wants to do, considering the popularity of Henry Cavill. I think he physically is absolutely what we need. I think he needs better writers, though, but that's a whole other episode, and we're moving on. Next, we're talking about Flashpoint. Like I said, stick with me till the rumor mill, because we're talking Flashpoint now. Tom Welling is now rumored to be getting a contract to appear to some degree in this Flashpoint movie, beyond just playing clips that Warner Brothers already owns the rights to. So, yeah, that's all the rumor really says, is that Welling is in talks. I I'm going 75% likely. I really think Warner Brothers is doubling down on this. So everything is pointing to they're going to try and get as many of these cameos as possible. Hopefully this time willing will actually make a couple of bucks off of the cameo, because we know he really didn't for the one that he did on the CW, for the Crisis on Infinite Earths event on the CW. So that's what we've got there. Next, we're talking about Batman. Apparently, Batman, the HBO Max series that we've been talking about in the rumors section, and how it sounds like Warner Brothers is dragging their feet. Well, the new rumor says it's not Warner Brothers that's dragging their feet about the Batman. It is, in fact, Ben Affleck himself who's dragging his feet to bring this new Batman series to fruition. So maybe Affleck needs the confirmation from the Snyder Cut movie being more successful than the original Justice League movie to go, okay, people do want to see me in the cape and cowl. Let's do this. Who knows? Likelihood that this is a thing. I mean, like, I don't really care because it's so far it's not happening. There's no official announcement. Because it does kind of sound like it could be feasible, though. We're going to go 50-50. It could be Warner Brothers. It could be Ben Affleck. It could be some sort of combination of the two. That's about as good as you're going to get out of that one. Our next piece is Spider-Man 3. So there is a rumor, according, and this comes from a photographer in the Atlanta area where they're filming portions of Spider-Man 3. He took a picture. It's very far away, so you can't really see. You can definitely see that one of the people in the picture is Spider-Man. He's up on a crane. They're shooting a special effects shot, and there is a person with him who appears to be a young girl who has red hair. So the rumor now is that we are going to get the actual Mary Jane and not just Zendaya as MJ in Spider-Man 3. I don't know what to make of this because it's from such a unique source. It seems like, and we haven't heard any leaks or rumors. Sorry, I just tried to combine those two words. We haven't heard any leaks or rumors to say that this is a thing from any of the regular sources, so it's really tough to say whether or not. That's why I can only go as high as 30% likelihood that this is legitimate. Maybe we will see Mary Jane, the actual Mary Jane in Spider-Man 3. I don't really think so, but it is possible. So our next piece is The Mandalorian. We have some rumors beyond just the whole Adrian Pascal situation that has been all over the internets and the YouTubes. If you don't know what I'm talking about, it has to do with why there's going to be such a dramatic difference between the first half of the season and the second half of the season. That is all but 100% confirmed, so we're not going to be talking about that. The piece we are going to be talking about is that there is potentially a movie for The Mandalorian in the works. And if so, then according to this rumor, the villain for said movie will be Grand Admiral Thrawn, who we saw in the Rebels series. All right, so we have technically these are two different rumors. They come together, but they also come from multiple sources. So the first rumor that there is a Mandalorian movie in the works, maybe in early development, I'm going to say, yeah, there's conversations. So to that degree, very likely, 75% likely that, yeah, they're considering making a movie. So then building off of that, the likelihood that the villain will be Grand Admiral Thrawn, I'm not as confident in that one. We're going to go about 50-50 on that. 50% chance that Thrawn will be the villain if they make a Mandalorian movie. But that is still a pretty big if. It's not the biggest if, but a pretty big one. Then we're talking about The Legend of Zelda. So if you are not up on this rumor, there is reportedly a Legend of Zelda series somewhere in the works for Netflix, and also apparently a movie that is attached to that series, also for Netflix. And now this new rumor says that the powers that be that are making this happen are looking at Tom Holland to play the role of Link. I think that would be freaking awesome. I think he would be a great Link. I think he's the right size, the right age to be, you know, this early 20-something, really enthralled with a princess kind of kid. Yeah, for sure. So likelihood, though, that this is actual, that this is a real thing, this is going based off of the possibility that yes, that is actually in the works, this series and movie. The likelihood that they're going to get Tom Holland is very slim. I'm going to give that about 10% chance that it's going to happen. But the likelihood that they want Tom Holland, absolutely, yeah. Of course they want Tom Holland. He's freaking amazing right now. And then our final piece of rumor news has to do with, and you're not mishearing me, Passion of the Christ 2. That's right. Two, they're going to make another one. And there's some goofy subtitle that I didn't want to write down, so I don't remember it because it was a little bit too much. I think the subtitle is part of why we're grading this pretty low. But apparently there has been talk with Jim Caviezel to come back and play Jesus again. And even Mel Gibson, I believe he's somewhere to do with this again because he directed and produced the first one. And, I mean, it did make a freaking crap load of money, so maybe? It just seems like a really long time to wait to make a sequel. And honestly, if you're going to make a movie about the life of Jesus, why would you make just the one about how he died when the more interesting stuff was before and after that happened, right? So, yeah, that part of me says, yes, this is going to happen. But the other part of me that's like, it's been like 15 years or something. I can't go higher than 50% likelihood that this is actually going to come to fruition. Yeah, that's where we stand with the rumor mill, guys. And that does it for this episode of Headlines Nerds. For a more in-depth conversation on comics and comic culture, then jump over to nerdylegion.com and see all of the other podcasts that we offer on the subject. If you, however, want to go even further into the nerd news and you want the full news episode, you can join me on my personal YouTube channel, Generally Nerdy. That being said, nerds, thank you very much one more time for listening. Don't forget to come back for the next one, and we'll see you next time.